The first official ceremony of Iran's Air Defense Force has been inaugurated in Tehran. After the 16th Non-Aligned Movement Summit, which was held in Tehran, Iran's Air Defense Force, also known as Khatamul Anbiya Air Defense Base, has held a conference in Tehran discussing its latest military achievements.
The purpose of the Air Defense Force is to protect against threats of Western countries. It is to make sure no country can violate Iran's sovereignty at any time.
Currently led by Commander Brigadier General Farzad Ismaili, Iran's Air Defense Force was founded by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, who is also Commander-in-Chief, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in 2008, because
today, Iran's Air Defense Force is quite advanced because it manufactures almost everything internally, including all-range missiles, radars, and satellites. We are also capable of defending Iran against any harm or threat.
Brigadier General Ismaili explained that air defense processes are comprised of four different phases.
Our air defense force has four defense priorities: radar and electronic detection, recognizing whether an intruder is a friend or enemy, aerial interception, and finally destroying any enemy that causes harm.
He also explained that Iran's air defense force has 3,600 stationary bases throughout the country.
Air defense is the most important part of any country's military. The most important aspect of Iran's defense force is that it protects our nuclear energy plants, refineries, and petrochemical plants.
Ismaili was also asked why the U.S. and Israel are trying to put pressure on and impose unilateral sanctions against Iran for wanting to acquire safe nuclear energy, while Iran abides by all IAEA guidelines and is a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty.
Well, it is simple, because we are an Islamic country. We have never brought any harm to any other nation or threatened any person or country. They said if you want to have nuclear energy, you have to abide by the IAEA and sign all their documents. We did. They said join the NPT. We did that too. Also, why pressure Iran? Because we will not let the US come and tell us how to govern our country, and we will not let them bully us and allow them to station their troops in Iran.
Khatam al-Anbiya Air Defense Base will be producing two missiles called the S-200 and Mersad, while putting into production a long-range missile called Bavar 373 by the end of this year.
The Islamic Republic of Iran's Air Defense Force is also known as the Khatam al-Anbiya Air Defense Base. It was split from the Islamic Republic of Iran's Air Force, or the IRIAF, back in 2008. It controls all of Iran's land-based air defense. Amir Hossein Iskandar, Press TV, Tehran.